It's the 10th of November 2010, the day where students protest in the streets of London to fight against the proposed education cuts. It was back in 2004 when Labour first introduced university fees. Now, the average debt for postgraduates is in the region of £10,000. The Brown Report, a review that considers the future direction of higher education funding in England, suggests that sweeping changes must be made in order to reform the system. Such changes include the increase in tuition fees, scrapping EMA, making subjects such as science privatised, and much more. An entourage of 50,000 students fear the magnitudes of future costs, as well as the existence of equal opportunities. My goal was to speak to university representatives and MPs. However, this was not possible due to the busyness at the scene. Luckily, my surroundings, the 50,000 students, enabled me to find out what mixtures of people thought about the possible changes. My interviewees wish to remain anonymous for various reasons. It wasn't just young students protesting, but in fact, all the supporters of the cause marched to get their message across. Families also demonstrated for their rights, thinking of future prospects as their small children may enter a new era of education.
We're here to demonstrate. We're here because we believe that education is a right, not a privilege. We're against the cuts to the public services. We're against what the government are planning, which is education for the rich and not for everyone else. Where are the working class going to get their education if these cuts come from Parliament? So we're here now as a family to fight for our rights for education. And we've launched today the Free University of Liverpool, which is a university that we've set up where education will be free for any student in the world who wants it. No debts, no fees, just a good education with us. Isn't that right, lads?
That's right.
The increase of the fees is an absolute disgrace, and it's clear that these people have no experience in working class communities. It's clear that these people have had the privileges upon privileges. They've been to Eton and then they go to Oxford and then they say, right, let's just charge fees at what, £9,000, £10,000, £12,000? What planet are they on? They're not living in our world, certainly not.
Prime Minister David Cameron says the increase in tuition fees will keep universities well funded, as well as overseas students getting education cheaper. I managed to interview people who did not want to be recorded who are for the cuts. However, I quoted them. Mr D said that the NUS are a disgrace by rolling over and letting New Labour screw back and front at every student, all in the name of improving access. Another interviewee said that ridiculous courses that won't help a postgraduate get jobs will hopefully dissolve. And finally, according to Frenchy, some students that flunk out and don't qualify for a degree are wasting their time, and therefore all the money is wasted along with it. If there is change, universities may improve their quality of teaching. What once was only a standstill at Trafalgar Square is now a march in full motion towards Big Ben. The energy of chaos and noise escalates as the march slowly comes to an end. This is Jarrell Bond reporting from central London.